got your dice. It's a single-player campaign. I want you to test play the first adventure. No. You can play one character. The monsters are reduced by 3/4. Most of them. We're doing something different tonight. I downloaded some pre-made character sheets. Pick a random one from the file. No, you can't look first. I want to see how the game works with a basic character. How are your stats? Ouch. Well, it's just a test run. I'm sure you'll do fine. Write them down for me while I finish setting up. Ready? After escaping the mine, you are separated from your party. You've been walking through a dark wood since sunset, hoping to find the next town, where your party should be waiting at the inn. A howling pack of wolves grows nearer. The path ahead is blocked by a patch of pearlescent blue fog. No, the fog stretches across the path completely. The fog is 13 feet long, 1.5 feet high, and the howling grows louder. Make a perception check. 16? You determine the tree branches can't support your weight. Make an acrobatics check. Ooh, that's too bad. You land directly in the pool of cursed fog. You survive. Just barely. The fog melts your clothing, leaving you naked and vulnerable in the moonlit path. Your pack of items has been destroyed, although, luckily, your weapon landed just outside the fog, unscathed. Well, what are you waiting for? Your clothing melted off, didn't it? I'm saying you're going to take your clothes off for me. Mm-hmm. Does it sound like I'm kidding? It's a new type of adventure where in-game actions have real-life consequences. Did I forget to mention that? Oops. Well, now you know. Take it off. Much better. You shiver in the cold air, nipples hardening from the chill. The howling gets even louder. You reach the end of the forest path and discover a cave entrance. Just a tiny crack in the rock, barely wide enough for you to slip inside. Make a perception check. 18. Your keen eyes spot a stack of torches and flint stacked by the entrance. The sound of crashing boulders jolts you forward as you narrowly escape being crushed to death by a sudden cave-in. The smoky light of your torch illuminates a narrow tunnel. The atmosphere suddenly opens up as you step into a large cavern. On the far wall, you spy an exit. 80 feet. As you sprint across the cavern, a phantasm appears. It looms over you, baleful eyes lighting the dark interior of the cave, which is completely empty, save for the glittering stalactites that decorate the ceiling. It's 6 feet away from you. The phantasm is not afraid of the torch. The fire has no effect. It doesn't respond to your voice. You can try. Your arrow passes straight through the phantasm, leaving it unharmed. It continues to float, observing you. Make a persuasion check for me. As you respectfully step around it, the phantasm vanishes from sight. It reappears directly in front of you again, blocking your way. It looks amused, and then roll a d6 for me. 2. Your torch fizzles out. I'm blindfolding you, obviously. Because you're in a pitch black cave. There we go. Now, perhaps you may be able to entertain it and convince it to let you pass unharmed. Sure. Roll for performance. No, it's not interested in that. Singing has no effect. You can't think of anything else to charm it? As you're standing in front of it, naked? Why don't you touch yourself? Oh, I'm very serious. Spin in your hand. The silence is broken by a wet squelch as you begin to stroke yourself, echoing in the empty cavern. The monster watches you hungrily. Its shape begins to solidify. As you cease your actions, a ghastly hissing noise surrounds you. Although you can't see anything, the sound is terrifying. This could be a signal of its intentions to attack. The hissing stops as you begin to masturbate again. As your firm cock rises, the monster stares, unblinking. Your body gleams in the red glare from its eyes. It finally takes corporeal form. The echoing stillness is shattered by the tread of solid footsteps on the rocky cavern floor as it approaches you. It reaches toward you. No, no, don't move. As you continue to... You're not allowed to take it off. It's still dark in the cave, you see? Well, actually, you don't see. That's the point. I need to do a perception check and see how hard you are. What the hell is this? You kept your underwear on? You're supposed to be naked. You lost all of your clothes in the fog. You cheated. Bad boy. I warned you about the consequences. You can't break the rules without paying a forfeit. Get on the floor. Hands and knees. Now. Because I'm going to spank you. How many? Let's roll for it. I'm offended by that implication. I don't fudge. 14. And my proficiency is +3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Get on your back. You should have thought of that before cheating. That is a very hard cock. Does it turn you on, masturbating for me? Are you sure? You weren't lying to me, are you? Because I thought you were going to be my good boy. You don't want to get caught lying and cheating, do you? If you can't follow the rules, the cavern might collapse. And wouldn't that be a shame? Rocks fall, everyone dies. A classic. That's what I thought. Doesn't it feel better when you're honest? This strong neck. It's always tempting me. I'm gonna mark it. So the next time you attempted to lie to me, you'll remember this. Hold still. Let me get the other side to you. Mm. Everyone will see that you're mine. Of course you are. Much better. You know, every time you sit there in those tight t-shirts, your arms are so tempting. Like you're daring me to look. All I want to do is stare and touch you like this. I want to run my hands up your arms and over your chest. Flick your nipples and... Oh! Something the matter? Hold still, let me do it again. I want to kiss them. So responsive. It's hard to be the DM, you know? Can't be selfish. Can't indulge myself. But tonight? Tonight I'm gonna do whatever I want to this beautiful body. And you're gonna let me. Mm-hmm, you will. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll just... explore. We're on an adventure after all. So I will kiss my way down. Raise your ass for a second. Let's get these off you. That's a beautiful cock. I'm gonna suck it, sweetheart. I wanted to do this for a really long time. Sometimes when we play, I can barely keep track of the game because all I can think about is forcing you to the ground, ripping your pants off, and doing this. I love sucking cock. I've dreamed about running my tongue up the head like this. No, hands off. I've thought about teasing you like this, not sucking on it yet. Oh, not enough? Poor boy. And I've wanted to kiss your balls and suck on them. Nibble on those thighs. And take that leaking cock deep in my throat. Oh, you're so hard for me. Hey, you almost got it in my eye. If you can't hold still, I'm going to tie you to the table leg. You don't want to test me. Or mommy's going to roll for rope. Something the matter? Something you want to tell mommy? Good boy. Such a poor, aching cock. So swollen. I'm gonna suck on it again. Oh. Let me take this off. I'm gonna fuck now. Give me your hand. Touch my pussy. Oh, yeah, like that. Oh. Yeah, like that. All right. That's enough. Lean back further. Hands, I decide when I get on top, not you. Really? Then tell me how bad you want it. How bad you want me. Or I can just keep doing this. Letting my pussy touch your cock, but not letting you inside. Say please. Good boy. Ow. Sorry, it's been a while. Don't worry. I'll take care of this sweet cock from now on. Oh, I knew you were gonna feel good, but this... Put your hands on my hips, I want you deeper. Oh, good boy. There we go. All the way inside. I know you like it. Oh, you're twitching and throbbing for me. I knew the first time I had you would be like this. Because I... want you to come in my pussy. I want your perfect cock shooting deep inside me. But don't worry, we aren't there yet. Oh, I love using you. From now on, I want you to always be ready for me. We're gonna do this every time you come over. That's not up to you, is it? I'm a good boy. Okay, start rubbing my clit. Oh. Oh, you feel so good. So hard. There. Yeah, you're gonna give it to me. Yeah, you are. Like a good fucking boy. A little bit faster. Oh, yes. That's it. There you go. Good boy. That's it. There you go. There you go. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. That's what mommy likes to feel. Stuffed full of your cum. Don't get up yet. You pass me my panties. I want to keep it inside. Thank you. Now, where'd your underwear go? Let's get those back on. Because I want you to smell like my pussy. Got it? You can shower in the morning. Good. No, we aren't done. We still need to finish the game. No, your clothing was destroyed by the fog. Remember? Too bad. You're not getting dressed. You're lucky I'm giving you underwear. If you stop cheating, and you make it out of the cave, you'll play the second adventure for me. Next time.